Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wiley's Comedy Club. This is Mr. Obvious talking into a microphone. It's my pleasure to introduce the hosts of the Off the Air podcast, Jess Hooker and Chick McGee.
Don't worry, baby, I figure out something. Give him the slip, they won't be expecting the singer. Slip him a mickey and give him a finger. I had him for the four ringer, but I had no idea the DEA was using the singer. But it's all cause I love you, baby. It's all cause I love you, girl. It's all cause I love you, baby.
You ready? You ready? Let's roll.
It's all right cause I love you, baby.
Hello? Hello, are we there?
Are you guys ready? I'm ready. Let's go.
What is this in front of me?
Not vodka. Definitely not vodka.
Yes, it's a mixer is what that is. First of all, we'd like to thank Wiley's and everybody for coming out to Dayton, Ohio. And my gosh. Let's see, what's going on so far? We've been here, we've been in the green room, we watched Jess put her makeup on, that was kind of exciting, that was,
Yep.
It looks good, it looks
thanks,
great!
Thanks. I had to set up my iPad, and then put my iPhone on top of it, and do the picture, and then use the light from, yeah.
She had her phone. You had your phone,
the phone
light from her phone.
My vanity light, and then I just used the photo app. Yeah, and then I used the photo app. So, it's been super exciting.
And what's going on with Ohio? We saw an amazing amount.
Seven
dead deer along
dead
the side
deers.
Of the road.
Yeah.
Am I right on this? Is
yeah.
it like the...
And did anybody who came from the West?
Okay, this might sound weird, but by applause, have you seen a dead deer by the side of the road driving around Ohio?
Okay, I'm really going to bring the party down. Did you guys see the mother and the doe, or the doe and the baby?
Yes, you'd see that? Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible.
Okay, aww. Calm that shit down, okay? I don't know what the... Okay, see, she knows what she's doing. I don't know what the fuck you're
so
doing.
So we...
Right there, okay.
So we stopped for fried chicken to cheer
so
ourselves
up. So we stopped
up.
For yeah. fried chicken. We did. We immediately. We're driving along. Yeah, this is great. Oh, by the way, Aunt Susie back there manning the T-shirt hut. That's Aunt Susie. Mm-hmm. And Wiley's does have a liquor license. I want to remind you of that.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So. We're very excited to be here.
This is our first out-of-state live podcast.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Then no. Don't look confused when I say it. Throw me off.
Can I be reseated? Is that? So I recognized a bunch of people walking in. This is great.
I know. It's exciting.
Klopfenstein won a, I don't know what's going on with your hair, but that's nice.
Stein. It's Stein.
Is that good? That's
Stein.
What is it?
It's not Steen, it's Stein. You're welcome.
What social faux pas did I just make?
Yeah, it's been about 5 seconds since you fucked up, so I thought I better say something.
What did I do this time?
Oh, that's adorable how you drink out of that straw.
What's the matter?
Ready, guys? Ready? Ready?
You know what? Like I tell someone in the morning when I work, no one can see me when I go...
Okay, they can see you today.
Yeah, they can see me today.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
Okay.
I know. I see a lot of familiar faces.
I was yeah, like, I see Marty.
I know her hair. I know
I
her hair.
I recognize her hair from the
her
profile pic
Instagram.
From Twitter.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
yes.
Yep. Yep. I know Marty. Yep.
Let's see.
These are
it.
My buddies from... Are you guys coming to... Yes. That's
oh,
yes.
you guys are the...
they danced with me on the
Bob
picnic
Schneider
tables
buddies.
At Bob
yeah,
Schneider.
That's right. Okay.
I was
that's
loaded.
Right.
It was a great party. Yeah.
Who would like to see Jess do a shot? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah.
I would. I'll have Belvedere.
Fireball.
I just. Oh. Ooh. Who said? I'll have Fireball. Yes.
I don't recognize
I like
you. What's
think.
Your name?
Yeah.
Wow. He came at me like a real estate agent. Did you see that? I said, "What's your name?" And he went, Joe.
Are you in sales, Joe?
No, I'm not.
You sound happy about it.
What do you do, Joe?
I'm an attorney. Oh. I'm not a very good one at that.
Well, yeah, let's hear it for Joe, the not very good attorney.
He kind of sounds like Paul Simon.
He does sound a little. Paul Simon the singer or Paul Simon the congressman?
Oh, see, I get so confused.
No, Paul Simon is a singer. Who are you trying to say?
He sings my favorite song.
Oh, well, you can call me out. That is Paul Simon.
Good job. But I also get, isn't there a playwright that I get confused with Paul Simon?
Neil Simon.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now you all speak Jess.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who answered Neil Simon.
Yeah, I thought it was same guy. Just Neil and Paul. I mean, they're close. They're very, yes. Is it good? Do you like your vodka?
I'm drinking my vodka in a feminine manner.
Mm.
All right. Who else do we know? Do we see anybody else we know? I like the guy in the 3D shirt. I don't know what's going on there, the 3D glasses. Is that Bill Murray?
It's Bill Murray.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else?
Yeah.
This guy's feeling this girl up.
That's
good. Hey, what am I, a piece of shit? Don't answer that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Marty, did you buy, just a minute. For those of you who listen to the podcast, yeah, there might have been a change in relationships. Did you just buy her a shot, Marty?
No, I offered
her mine. Oh, I didn't see it. I'd have taken it. You can offer it to me again. I'll take it this time. Here, cheers, me and you. Marty is a motorcycle enthusiast.
Marty is, I think, our farthest away visitor. Marty is from Michigan. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
You know, we're national champs. It's all right. Leave me alone.
Are we all fans of Jess? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what state you're from.
All I did, I saw you take a shot, and then you went, "Are we all fans of Jess?"
I turned to my father.
You guys have never seen her do her father in person, probably, have you?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so
he does.
Everybody
this.
Has their dad's thing, and it's basically like you've royally fucked up, which is often. And so it's that wiping of the what?
That's him.
That's Dave Prosser, everybody.
I still want to know what
I did.
Do you
have an impression?
Huh?
Do you have an impression?
I don't do impressions.
Is that a joke? Oh.
Motherfucker, somebody wants their ass kicked somebody wants the shit beat out of them for D-Day. I can feel it. Whoever the fuck that was on Twitter, can I just get...
Oh, this is fun. Listen to Chick bitch about the people on social media.
So... I tweet that we're going to be here tonight early this morning, and some guy tweeted, "Did you know that it's the 71st anniversary of the D-Day invasion?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so naturally I took it as he's trying to insult our podcast. That's the way I took it.
I mean, we planned it like this 3 days ago.
Yeah, this didn't really take much. We just kind of slapped
this
together.
He tells me in the car that this happens, and he's really pissed off about it. And then he says, and I almost said, but then I was like, I don't want to be a dick on D-Day. I was like, good for you. Good for you.
Is it a national holiday or something?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. It is here in Dayton.
Michigan. Who else? Everybody else from Ohio?
Where?
Toledo.
Toledo.
People from Ohio don't even fucking like Toledo. You know that, right? No, my least favorite aunt was from Toledo, and she married her daughter's boyfriend.
Yes.
That's why. That's Jess's Aunt Susie, but that's really my Aunt Susie. Her family's much better than anyone in my family.
That's true. My family's totally adopted.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh,
yeah,
I haven't. I never. Who have I met in your family?
My oldest daughter. Well, that.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, good story. Hey, didn't you used to date a girl from Eaton? Or wait, maybe you.
I was eating a girl from Dayton.
That's what I was.
You haven't heard that, or
Are you kidding me?
I told him on the way here, I said, I got a Dayton joke. And he goes, yeah, Eaton. And I was like, fuck. Are you in comedy? Have you, do you, are you familiar with these jokes? You've been doing this a while?
When I was a little baby DJ working over in Springfield, Ohio, Z93 came on the air. And they're in Eaton, and their identification was Eaton, Dayton, Springfield Alive. I thought it was the coolest.
That's good.
I thought
That's
it was good. The coolest fucking thing That's I'd ever good. Heard in my life. And I promptly put a tape in, and they would not hire me. So there you go. But I got this podcast. Yep. Is it time for our guest?
Oh, are you nervous?
Well, you know what I say, fuck or fight. Here we go.
I usually know how that ends. Always fight.
I feel like Aunt Susie staring at me because I'm saying fuck too much.
Have you heard Aunt Susie talk?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't worry about it. Hey, can I introduce our guest?
Is he sitting by you?
Yeah. I'm not going to say. I almost cried when I saw him earlier, but I did.
Before we get to our guest, on behalf of Jess, seriously, thank you very much for showing up for tonight's podcast. We really do appreciate it. Because she's not here. So thank you very much for... Thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you very much.
It's like family. I recognize so many faces. This is easy.
Have you guys listened? Has everybody listened to all the podcasts? Every one of them.
That's right.
That's a little creepy.
Where are you from? You are just adorable as fuck.
You said that after the last
Were you?
Podcast, I was the tall one.
Were you at the Latitude?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, see?
Oh, you've got the Indianapolis, Indiana, February 26th.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? What do you do?
Fuck yeah.
I can't talk to you anymore. I'll have my attorney field all these questions. Well, this is all tidy. Well, thank you for coming, Drake. This is very. Everybody getting enough to drink? We're all going to be much better if we get enough to drink. All right. Go, babe.
If I can introduce our most best friend, and you know what I always say, you have to have a fallout for someone to truly be your best friend.
Well, we'll talk about that when he gets up here.
Bob Zaney, everybody.
Bob Zaney.
Wow, thank you. That was a great introduction.
Thanks. You know what?
I hope I can live up to my name.
I know. I've thought about it. Of all of the artists that I've worked with, you enjoy a big introduction, and I really fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just glad to be here. I almost hit like 7 deer to get over here.
Have you seen the deer?
Yeah, I know. I was listening to my favorite book on tape by my favorite author, singer, Paul Neil Simon. And
yeah.
You're always writing, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're always writing.
I don't give up, Chicky. So there's tension or something I haven't heard about?
You know what? I'm gonna go straight to it.
I'm glad I'm sitting over here.
You might want to scoot that way after this story.
Oh,
So you
know, I forget lots of stuff. Okay, sorry.
I forget lots of stuff too, but you hold that thought. When you performed 5 miles from my house and you didn't even fucking call me.
So is this like an intervention?
Mm-hmm. Now we have an attorney and a bail bondsman?
We've got an attorney, we've got a bail bondsman, and everyone has a story about how you've wronged them. That's why we're all here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take turns.
Okay. go to it. What happened was, I was going through a lot of emotional things. I was having a really rough year. I lost like 12 people within 2 months. I've been to so
You lost me, pal. You know that, right?
Yeah, but you're back.
But you're back, baby.
Am I back? Should I be back?
We're back.
You know, I think Kathy Lee Gifford said it best.
Oh, shut up.
I can forgive, but I'm never going to fucking forget, okay? No, I'm teasing, of course. What did I tell you last night?
We're like brothers.
Yeah. He has said that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. My mom used to say, treat everybody like they're your brother. And I think that's great advice, right?
Right.
A lot of people get angry when you push them down and make them eat a dog food sandwich. I'm sorry, I'm sneaking jokes in. This should be organic. Let's talk to the Bell's bondsman. You I saw? Love when you said, I remember I was the tall guy. What, did you get shorter? Did you have that operation?
Best take in the business right there, huh? Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess I have to publicly apologize. I didn't call. I'm sorry.
I mean, my feelings were really hurt.
Well, you know what? People were shoving me in cars, and I'd show up and do a show, and I don't remember them.
I couldn't believe you. I mean, you were right down the street.
So, I know, and I stayed at the house before.
You stayed at our house?
You took so good care of me.
I did. I made you bran muffins from scratch, motherfucker. And you didn't even call me. You didn't
and
even
you
call
And you
could
taste
me.
Where she scratched.
You set the alarm off. You upset her daughter.
The police came.
The police came to the house.
This is why I didn't call.
He stayed at our home. And Bob's, I don't know if you guys know, but literally the hardest working man I know, honestly, for real.
Don't applaud that shit. No, don't applaud that.
Thank you, brother.
So he was up early doing call-ins and phoners with affiliates all over the nation, right? I get in the shower. I get out of the shower, and the police are at the door. My daughter's crying. Bob's saying, I don't live here, but I'm here. It's fine. They're saying, what's the passcode? I don't know a passcode.
So I'm on the air with the Bob and Tom Show, a city away. Yeah. And
well, you know what? It was interesting about that. As you said, I was doing jokes on the radio, and then the police showed up, so they must have heard them. I didn't know the passcode. I didn't know any. I was just staying. And you made this lovely basket of everything. It was just like, it was a nice welcome
I did
basket.
Toiletries, everything. Everything,
you remember everything we went on, I needed. We and that Preparation H, thank you.
You're welcome.
Help me deal with that asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, chick.
We went on the road. We went on the road and she made us a basket. Remember that? It was a lovely basket.
Nice. It was like a lovely lunch.
So let me ask you a question.
Health conscious you
yeah, are? And we stayed. We went to a picnic spot. We put out a little blanket and sang songs about our ute.
Yeah.
We didn't do that part. No.
But I thought hand jobs were
the
first
thing. I like your goatee.
Nothing screams a midlife crisis like a goatee and a cock ring.
I'm kidding.
I don't have a goatee. But the point is...
Well, we can see the goatee.
So let me ask you a question, Bob. You know how this works. When you performed less than 5 miles from her home, mm-hmm. who do you think she got upset at?
You.
Yeah.
I know. It's the same way with my dogs. They eat shit in my office, and I get in trouble.
I don't know if that's really a good analogy or not.
No, that's kind of true.
We both love doggies. We love Frankie.
We love doggies, Frankie.
I saw Frankie.
Isn't he adorable?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that dog. My dog Norman's the best, too. I mean, he's like part Chow and part whoever got to his mom first.
Oh. That's what I'm that mix, too.
You have that? Do you still have Honey? Is Honey still around?
Honey's still around.
Our dog Henry says hi to Honey because they used to have like a little thing going on.
They used to send Christmas cards to each other.
Yeah.
Our dogs
kinda,
did.
They
true.
Did.
You know, my name's
like
on the sign here, you two. I don't know if you're having a good...
Well, you can invite a guest up and then we'll do one and you do one.
I don't have a chair. I don't.
Oh. Okay. They can sit on your lap.
No, but I do want to say that I have to say this publicly. What I was going through some stuff, as I guess I'm not really good at not keeping it to myself.
Yeah, let's.
And you guys were there, and I appreciate
that.
We
were a
little
bit.
Thank you very much. So
you're welcome.
It's
all
better. I'm back home. Saved the house. Played chicken with the mortgage company. That was fun. Didn't know I was playing chicken until they finally said yes.
Mortgage companies, big
they're,
pussies.
They're the worst. I'll tell you what happened was I called to refinance my mortgage. I was so upside down on the house, they sent me a pineapple and said, make a cake.
I like it.
Is this shit too sophisticated? I didn't hit the baby deer. I let that one go.
No.
It was the guy behind me.
Oh. I was going to say, somebody hit the baby deer.
You see the roadkill, and it's just terrible. It just really is. And it's wrong, and that's not why I came to this country from Michigan.
I literally was sitting here going, what joke is he going to tell about a dead baby deer?
By the way, I went to the good Walmart today.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
20% less riffraff.
No, first Saturday at Goodwill.
First Saturday will fuck you up at Goodwill.
Hey, I love the Goodwill.
It's 50% off at Goodwill on first Saturday of the month.
And you saw this last night. I'm doing a new thing on going across the country. It's called the Goodwill Tour, where I go to Goodwill and I buy shit.
What'd you get?
Look at this. It's a 50-cent CD. It's framed. And you can't write this. On the back, there's a price tag, 50 cents.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to verify that.
Yep, 50 cents. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know they had a big meeting at Goodwill going, well, if we put a dollar, they're going to say it's 50 cents right
50
there.
Yeah, you can't confuse the people.
No, you can't.
I think we had this at our Holy Spirit Festival. If you
I'm sure
the balloon,
you did.
This was hanging up.
No,
there.
I don't think that album was at your Holy Spirit Festival.
Oh, I bet it was.
Well.
There was a shooting at our Holy Spirit Festival last year.
It happens. You know, that's what the people don't understand. Religion sometimes makes people angry.
Yeah, or Eastsiders. It was just Eastsiders, really.
They got real quiet like they're Eastsiders. Did you see that?
I feel like I just offended some people. I'm sorry.
But check, we've known each other since I started doing the Zany Report in 97.
I'm sorry, are you speaking to me now?
I was a sophomore in 1997.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
I know,
okay?
Bring up the ute. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
That's why I'm here, to keep you guys young.
Yeah, I feel very young right now.
Especially your cock ring, right?
Is it platinum or gold?
Anybody wearing a cock ring? Anybody? There we go.
Do you have a cock ring?
Yes! G.I. Joe t-shirt and a cock ring. Fuck yeah!
He's getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
The next statement is, hello, ladies.
Hello, okay, ladies.
Chick, I don't understand why Jess makes fun of you.
Okay, everybody drink their drink like I do.
Look at these drinks. They're fun.
And where's my fireball?
No, they know. You guys, I gave them the nod. No fire. Don't give me any fireball.
I have to ask you something because you have Jess on the show. She keeps you in check a little bit, doesn't she, Chick? Because I have my podcast, my lovely wife, Erin.
Erin.
Yes, and it's the Bob Zany Show.
Are you guys
back together.
You're
we're
back
home
together.
Yeah, with the doggies and cats. Thank you.
And what's the name of your podcast?
It's the Bob Zany Show.
I'm not going to. I'm going to hold my applause.
Slow down. What's it called?
Are you? No,
I'm a conscientious objector.
Can I just say
I'm Team Bob, baby.
No, you know what?
I'm Team Erin.
There you go. And I'm in the fucking middle.
You know what? What have we learned? Nobody knows what goes on between two people other than those two fucking people. So everybody else should stay out of those fucking people's business. Am I right on that, huh?
And especially if they're fucking.
Unless there's, you know, physical abuse,
well,
then of course you call the police.
But,
I think we all
it's
know
a great
that.
Podcast, and this is my second time on yours, so that's very exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, and you said you've only had 12 guests repeat?
That's right. We've had a very few.
So you're the 13th guest to repeat?
Oh, look at that. You got some alcohol there. That's Erin, the club manager right there.
Thank you, Erin.
Give Erin a big round of applause, everyone.
What's your Erin's podcast?
Oh, she also has the Vegana monologues. Where
the Vegana monologues.
She talks about being vegan.
It's
and,
awesome. Isn't that great? I love her new haircut, too.
Yeah.
We should have caught up like this in the green room.
Can I come out there and sit with you guys? That would be fun if I would come out there. Maybe sit with you.
I'm just going to be quiet, Chick. Ask me questions.
Go.
What year is this for you in entertainment, Bob Zany?
I started 15. I was on the Gong Show with Chuck Ferris, so it's 38.
Wow.
38 years.
Ooh, ooh,
1977.
Ooh, ooh.
I don't think
Ask
you were born yet.
Ask me how old I was. Yeah.
How
you
old
were
you?
A zygote, right?
I'll be 34 at the end of the month.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. This kicks off. Jess is.
I'm that asshole that celebrates my birthday all month long.
All month long.
So, you're born in 81.
81.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was.
I quit college in 81.
Oh.
You know what my major was? Radio and TV broadcasting.
Yep.
That's sure held me back.
I was all set to. What year were you born?
81.
Yeah,
pretend like you
don't. I need a drink on that. Yeah.
What were you doing in 81?
I was in Springfield, Ohio, working at then, I don't know, is it WAZU now or what is it? Anybody know
what
that
is? We're in Dayton.
102.9, what is that?
They don't know.
Wings.
Hot 102.9.
Hot 102.9.
Isn't that funny how back then you would it was so exciting and now
oh,
you can't
so
remember
true.
It.
That's
it's just what
true.
Happens. I was at KLOS.
I was living over a laundromat.
Were you really?
Yeah. Over on Airport Road in Fairborn, Ohio.
And I've been to your hometown, London, Ohio, where we did a roast of you and the
motherfucker.
City.
Motherfucker. No, that's one of the things that started this whole dominoes. Of,
the state.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
The state gave
that's
you a
true.
Proclamation for, it was Chico McGee Day in Ohio,
you
and the
it.
City of London gave you a proclamation. You remember that?
You know
and
why?
The states was beautiful.
Because Bob Zaney worked his ass off to make that happen. Thank you, G.I. Joe. That's why.
My
well,
name's
I hope
up on
he gets better as he drinks. I've never felt so uncomfortable. You were really angry by that? I had no idea.
No, I wasn't.
It was, people
it was
love angry. You, too, and he has a coach. The coach took like Wayne Newton, and he swore,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
he?
The football coach?
The coach that married the cheerleader.
You guys know Coach Conley, Bill Conley. He coached Chris
Carter. He coaches
Carter.
At the Christian College
Chris
now.
Carter at Middletown, and he was on the Ohio State staff for a while. And,
but now he's at a Christian college
he's,
here.
I don't know what college he's at now, but I should know that. And I realize I just said college, so maybe I don't need another
maybe
shot.
A Catholic college.
Well, you know, and he looks just like Wayne Newton, so he comes up to me.
He is handsome. He's very handsome.
I introduce him. I'm the roast master, and he says, don't do any Wayne Newton jokes. I said, no problem. I give him a nice introduction. Mm-hmm. After he's done, he walks away, and I go, dunk a Shane.
That's Bob Zaney. So what was your first professional big-time?
The Gong Show.
No, no, no. Comedy gig on the road.
On the road? Ooh. Oh, Bakersfield, I think. Is
have you? Is this where I like the surfer picture?
Yeah,
and
I was
you
a
look
surfer
like the
comic.
California surfer guy.
Used to play, it was Palm Springs and
he
San Diego.
He used to have long blonde hair and a luxurious tan body. Or
another shot.
You were the surfer comedian?
I was a surfer guy. In fact, back then, it was at the Westwood Comedy Store in California, and Pauly Shore was the fry cook in the kitchen because his mom owned the comedy store, and he's like 14, and he'd watch me perform and go, dude, I'm thinking about doing comedy, and you know, I'm like 19, and I went, good luck. I showed that little fucker.
Were you Bob Zaney back then?
Bob Zaney. I was Bob Zaney Tetral on the Gong Show, and then what happened was I was going to the comedy store performing, and the MCs couldn't pronounce my last name, so I just went, they just say Bob Zaney, and I gave in. Yeah. Great story. Doesn't have a punch.
So is that story true about Pauly?
Yeah, it's true about
Pauly. No. Him taking a shit in the wastebasket in the comedy store?
No, I don't know. I wasn't around for that one. Mm. Sam Kennison owes me $50 still.
I don't think you're going to get that.
I don't think I'm getting that.
I don't think you're going to get that.
Sam, you know, him and Carl LeBeau needed work really bad, and I was booking rooms at the time. He calls up. I said, well, go down to Ventura. You pick up $50 for me, Sam, for booking fee. You know, he got like $150, and Carl was $25, and Sam never paid me, and I'd run into him at the comedy store, and he would hand out $100 bills to strangers going, you ain't getting that fucking money.
Oh.
So he was an evil genius. I loved his comedy, but as a person.
He was one of those comedians where you remember where you were when you saw him.
Oh, he did
for the first time.
The best time was at the Comedy Store in Westwood. There's probably about 40 people in the crowd, and he walked up and pulled out the obituaries and said, let's see who's not going to be here tonight. And he walked the room. Everybody laughed. Yeah, this was the early 80s. Back then, that was like real edgy shit. Now it's like, please do more.
Right. Who were your influences?
Johnny Carson, Rodney Dangerfield, and I got to work with him for two years, so that was a really great experience. He was like a mentor. My favorite story is I performed for Rodney to be on his HBO special. He had a showcase, and I was at the Improv in Hollywood. It went great, killed. Went out to my car, and he only wanted me to do monology. At the time, I was doing props and monology. So I go out to my car stolen. I'm walking back in, Rodney's walking out, and I go, Rodney, my car was stolen, and to make matters worse, my props were in the trunk. And without missing a beat, Rodney said, man, you had to lose the props anyway. He didn't give a shit about the car.
I thought he was going to buy you a car or something.
No. Yeah. But he was a good man. He taught me a lot about stand-up. And
the money piece. What's the money piece story? Remember?
Oh, well, there was only 3 jokes out of 8 minutes that he said were a money piece. The rest were just filler, I guess. One of them was, the one I don't even do anymore. Because I think it's too much now.
It's too much now?
Well, you know,
what?
When people say it's wrong, but is it so wrong, who's it going to hurt? When you wake up in the morning, the cat's licking your penis, and you don't push it away, Is that so wrong? He said that was the money.
Yeah, that's too much. Anyway.
Can I get another
But the
shot?
Early 90s, it was okay for your cat to lick your penis.
Was
Times
it?
Change.
Was it?
I don't know. Is it dog?
Dog. Now it's dog. Yeah.
Now
no,
we're actually would... being heckled with other animals.
What do you do when you are, you're not on stage? Are you always writing? Or
I wrote 7 jokes today. And
he always is a cluster of activity. Well, have you seen it? He's got a newspaper. He's got a file folder. He's got his phone. He's got a cigar. Like, that is just the way Bob rolls.
That was the best of times and the worst of times. When
we were on the comedy tour?
We would be on the tour in the car, and you would like, no, listen, here. Listen. And I just wanted to, like, listen to music and... Not
oh,
say
really?
Anything.
If I saw Bob was on one of my shows,
oh, you should
I
go.
Was so happy. He was always on time, always had his shit ready.
You wrote
it.
I think one of the first jokes you ever wrote was
It's
for
like
Bob.
I'm not even here.
Mm-hmm. I did. I didn't write it. I polished it. So we wrote a joke.
Oh, that's right. Yes. It's a great joke. And
so,
I remember it. Can I do it?
Yeah,
it's a
beautiful
please
joke.
Do it. Please.
Well, I'd like to do jokes about people dying. And I said a sad note. I forget the guy's name, but the father of joint custody law passed away. The sad part, his children couldn't attend his funeral because it wasn't his weekend. And Jess wrote that.
Jess wrote that.
Sure.
And
I
I'm trying to drive. I'm trying to drive the car, and
they're
like, "Guys, shut the fuck up!"
I am still waiting for the check.
Yeah,
it's a process, chick.
It is a process.
It was fun. I was always fun because you are one of the few artists that are open to advice. And that's why it was so fun.
I think it's called criticism.
Well, no. Okay, Bob, that joke sucked. No, it was but backstage when it was the group of us on the tour, like everybody was just ideas. You wrote a ton of stuff for Donnie Baker.
Well, I try to give back. I try to give back.
That's sweet of you.
Here, give that back to her, will you?
I think he's going to want this pink straw. Can you give him this pink straw?
I think she's mocking you.
No.
Oh,
she wants the little black one.
She likes her straw like she likes.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're doing a great job. Aaron took me to TV the other day.
Okay, now I think he's just doing it to get applause. He's bringing his stuff to get applause.
And he never wears a tie and coat. Look at him. He's all dressed up. He took
really?
Me to TV. He's a general manager here, but the other day he was my driver. The other week he was my putter.
Did you just do that?
I just did
that.
That
was amazing. That was amazing.
It's this gift that I just can't return.
Yeah. Maybe you can get store credit.
See?
Okay. Great jokes.
We don't need you writing new shit over here.
Will you guys shut the fuck up? I'm trying to do a podcast over here. So what was the...
Well, can I tell the Bob and Tom story? Because I told you
last night, you
didn't believe me.
That was the thing that kind of sort of really pissed me off. I forget what you said.
Chick's only going to say that eight
times. I know. Is there nothing
this
I haven't
done? This is kind of sort of the thing
Have
that
I ever made you
off?
Happy?
There's one. Who? You people don't listen to this. Who? What other comedians have I yelled at on the phone?
Drew Hastings. Are you not talking to me?
Okay, other than Drew Hastings, what other comedians?
Yeah, but you had perfect timing. It would be right before your show, and you wouldn't show up, and you call and start fucking screaming at me. And they're going, where's Chick? I said, I don't know. I think he's preparing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got really mad at me
once. Wait
a
minute. That was Canton, I think?
No, it was Salina.
Salina.
Salina, Ohio, yeah.
Salina, beautiful.
Overdrive.
Tell me. Auglaize County?
Mercer.
Fuck you. Oh, Mercer. Hang on. Sorry about the fuck you.
Okay. And you know what? It was interesting because we did have that falling out
yeah.
at that show.
Oh, I know.
But putting life in perspective, what also happened, there were some fans of mine who...
This is a horrible story.
It's
Thank you for bringing it to my podcast, our podcast.
No, I'm trying to say
it's
that
organic.
Whatever happens in your life, it's always could be worse.
This
is what
a
I'm
true
getting
story.
It's more of a positive
like
thing.
Yeah.
So this guy, he wanted me to get an Eat Salmon Together Pick Meat t-shirt for him and put it off to the side. And I wrote him back and said, more than happy to do that. And I'm looking around for the guy. Turned out his son had brought his parents to the show and left and was killed. right outside the club.
And it was a two-lane. It was a nice club, but it was out in the middle of nowhere in Salina, and they're two-lane highway typically.
So, and we were fighting before that. And that kind of put it all in perspective, going, it's not really worth the fight.
And I realized that with that, if I didn't kill Bob then, I would probably never kill you. So there you go.
And it seems like it's worked out for me.
So far.
Congratulations.
But there's times that I feel I'm more than happy if you want to kill me. Life takes its toll.
Okay, the Bob and Tom Show. What did you you were doing the Zany report, and you said something shitty to me, and you know it was shitty, and we were on the air.
Which time? When we said something about catching up?
He Hollywooded me, didn't he? You gave me the Hollywood.
He did give you the Hollywood, because Chick called me at the next break, and he goes, you won't believe what this motherfucker did in the air. And I said, yes, I will, because I was listening.
Do you guys know...
what was the Hollywood thing I did to you?
You
kind of blew him off.
No. Do you guys know do you listen to the Bob and Tom Show and you go, oh my God, Chick's really pissed right now?
You guys know.
Does that really happen, honestly?
All you know.
Really?
Yes, you know. Yes.
Will you do something? You're my fucking attorney. Can you help me?
Well, Chick, at least you didn't get a good attorney.
$50? He said he wasn't a good attorney.
$50? My God. My attorney doesn't even have lunch for that.
No, but
so
you were
how did
doing
I Hollywood you? What did I
no,
do?
No, you did the Zany report, and you, I was...
I think Chick would call it the hi-hat. That's probably
well,
the
I think you were
I
so
was kind of quiet,
you're
yeah.
You were so angry
I was
me.
Just
you
like,
were being very
I can't
quiet.
I can't do this, because you, like, shut us out, and this was right after...
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, but see... I
don't you take his side. You were...
I'm gonna. So here's...
Hang on a second. I've never been more upset.
Oh, wait. Me too. I got two straws.
Everybody take a drink. Okay.
You know, Chick, this is actually a really good idea. This straw's never getting away.
Darn right. Oh, you got. You can't only suck it. You got to have a hold of it before you're going to... Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't.
How long was I out?
I can't even.
How long was I out? If that's not a T-shirt.
Yes, see?
Hey, stand up and show that OTA T-shirt, by the way, Mr. Attorney. There you go. That's available there with back with Aunt
Marty's
Susie.
Got one. Marty's got it in green.
We've got all men's sizes, black and green. We've got lady sizes in blue and red. Boy, this is a pandering for buying T-shirts, isn't it? Okay.
Well, you know,
what are you selling, Bob?
I'm sorry. It's such cheap commercialism. If Aunt Susie didn't take up all the tables, I'd be selling Eat Salmon, the other pink meat T-shirt. And the shirt that's taken over America, Wake Me If You're Horny. And I guarantee, sir, you wear that to bed, you're getting a good night's sleep.
There you go. Ba-da-bump.
Da-da-da.
You were doing the Zany report, and
okay,
I was quiet.
In Bob's defense, because you obviously have an attorney, so I'm going to represent Bob in this.
Oh.
Sorry.
I got $50.
That's my advocate.
Yeah. You take everything incredibly personally.
You do. A little bit, Chick. You're a little sensitive. And
like
you're
we're,
funny.
Like, you guys... We can bag groceries, and we're not even all the way up to the checkout, and he's already like, I hate this bitch.
It's that part of my life has really lately. I can go into any. I went into an auto store today, mm-hmm. And I can't say who because it might be a giant sponsor of the Bob and Tom Studio. And I went in there to buy air fresheners today.
Does it rhyme with Kappa?
Well, it sounds like the good news is you didn't smell those dead deers on the way over.
And I don't know. Looking back, I don't know what the guy did nothing wrong. No,
okay. Time out. Here. Let's ask the series of questions because I'm not kidding you. I would have to choose. I would have to choose our checkout lane based on the gender of the checkout person.
Oh.
If it was a male, what did he have a shirt on that had a pocket? And did
Here's
he have a
thing.
Trucker hat? And if it was a female, was she over the age of 40? Was she blonde? Did she look like an ex-wife? There was a lot of things that we had to go through to check out for groceries, people.
Okay.
Go ahead and start talking when I'm wrong.
Here's the thing. No, yeah. If it's anyone who reminds, yeah, it's not good.
And you know what's really fun is on the road with you is watching you check into a hotel.
Oh God,
hours
bless
of fun.
You,
I don't know what
God
that is either.
You
just get so.
But
angry.
In my defense, do you remember the guy in?
See, he remembers.
I'm not sure where. No, but this guy was like, and he was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Not only me, but this guy was. Because you came up behind me and goes, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah, well,
you remember
it
that?
Yeah.
But see, Bob knows how to bring you down. And if Bob comes up and pretends like he's on your side, then he knows he's going to have a good show later.
Well, now I'm pissed all over again because you guys are fucking with me. Is that right?
We're not fucking with you.
Are you getting like a degree in psychology or something? The hell
no,
is all this?
I lived
told
with Chick
her
for 5 years.
I've told.
You know what? I want to give the folks a piece of advice because we're on the road a lot. And if you get to the hotel and they say your room's not ready, always say this. Well, give me one that is.
I never understood that.
Because they've put aside your room.
Right.
But there's always like 80 rooms just sitting there, so you have to sit in the lobby for 3 hours? Fuck them.
Because
it's about people with me.
If you don't think he believes that, look at the previous fuck him.
I was at Walmart. I had a thing happen with the clerk, and she shorted me $2. And to me, it's just the principle. It's not even the money. I said, you know, you shorted me $2. And she said, I'm sorry, I'm legally blind in one eye. The hell do you say to that? I guess I don't look half bad.
I didn't know that it was going to be that good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's the gift. Which, by the way, I want to thank you. You were part of my hour special in Galesburg, Illinois. I can't stop the gift, baby. And you were instrumental in bringing out the crowd, and I thank you.
Jess was there, too.
Jess was there, too.
I told a story.
What? Is there a story about that?
Isn't there something? I'm at the end of your
this
documentary.
This is the story where
oh,
we
yeah,
were.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Him and Chick's getting makeup.
Yeah, and I'm at the end of the documentary, and I tell. I don't. It's a pretty good joke.
It's a very fun. It's almost like an outtake, but it isn't. It's part of the credits, and you did a great job.
Oh,
so.
Thanks.
And that's available at bobzany.com. Close but no cigar. You can download them now or get them on Amazon.
For those of you who foolishly thought that's a heartwarming story that Bob.
You can see the Gong Show appearance, and you know when I watch that, it's surreal. It's like you know was that really me? But it was me. And the first time I ever performed, so I was a bathroom comedian before that. I'd practiced my act in front of the mirror.
Oh.
That's a good
joke
one.
Was.
I would jerk off after the set.
Okay, good.
First time on Bob and Tom, I told you this and you didn't know this story and you didn't believe me.
I don't think I was on when you were the first.
No,
you
it was
were
1984
on
with Bob
on
and Tom.
I was, yeah.
Yeah. And it went so well, they
I
had me back
somewhere.
In 94. 10 years later.
Yeah.
And then started doing a few appearances and said I'm doing the Zany Report and the rest is history.
You know what, though? No, none of the other comedians promote the Bob and Tom show and go in early and do appearances in morning television, which is
cases I like giving back. You guys, the show's given so much to me. And, you know, the Jerry Lewis Telethon, every year I made sure there was an introduction mentioning the Bob and Tom show.
I don't know. I'm sure some of you have this on
video. So we went to Las Vegas to see Bob perform.
Oh, that's right. I have done things for you.
You have done things for me. And
South Point? That's one of the South Point?
Top five highlights of my life. Bob introduced me to Tom Bergeron. I know. It's
we were co-hosting
down,
the show together,
down.
And you were so excited about meeting him. And it's
Tom
just,
Bergeron.
It's just the guy I'm working with. I go, I guess I could set it up.
Tom Bergeron is the same size as a seventh grader.
Yeah, he is. We're about the
shorter.
Same height.
He's
yeah.
a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
He's perfect for TV. He fits in the,
He fits in the box?
He fits in the box. That used to go better before the wide screen. But
I was going
to
say, we have.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay.
But that was a fun time, and you guys were actually part of a bit in the show, too.
We
remember
were.
That?
Bob introduced us as your cousins from Wisconsin or
something like that.
Stupid.
We were trying to set up some joke.
And we
that
did.
Was a plant. Usually when I work the crowd and I talk to people, they go, boy, did you put all those people in there to say that? Yeah, I have the time.
That was the night that after that, because you hosted well into the night, and then after that we went to have cocktails.
Went to the hotel that they were tearing down the next day.
Which oh, we did. It? We met your brother, the Storm Chaser. That's right.
Well, that's we did a show, remember, with
we
Keith
Weber.
Was that another night?
No,
that was
the
Greek Isle. And, yeah, they were tearing that hotel down. It used to be the Debbie Reynolds Hotel.
Yes.
Is everyone keeping up with the story?
So literally, we're sitting at the bar playing video poker and drinking so many Bloody Marys that my bathroom looked like a murder scene the next morning. It was terrible. Yeah. And we drove by the next day, and they were, I mean, the big ball and the whole thing tore down.
It usually happens whenever I perform at a Las Vegas hotel. That or the cops show up. Mm-hmm. No, I've actually performed at about 10 hotels that have been imploded. Not many comics can say that.
So
I'll be in Las Vegas in June at the Tropicana Hotel and Casino. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Laugh Factory the end of June, and then I'm going to be at MGM Grand at Brad Garrett's first week of August.
Oh, you're going to be there when they're there?
Who's there?
Bob and Tom are there.
No, of course not. That didn't work out, I guess. I guess you had something to say in the meeting. God forbid you have Bob Zaney, the king of Vegas, on the fucking show.
Yeah, yes.
Why don't we get the guy from Indiana to go out and do a set?
Yeah, we have Frank Sinatra, Bob Zaney, King of Vegas. Yeah, that sounds good.
Is there anybody in this room who thinks that I have any say in any of these fucking meetings that happen at the Bob and Tom
show? You know why? Because you have to go to the meetings. You don't, chick.
Tell me. I've only been telling
you. I go once or...
You go. You have to go to the meetings.
Wait a minute. Is this the rotating intervention?
Well, it's that is.
How does it feel, chick? It hurts.
Oh, no. I'm next. Let me
no, he
next.
Does go to the meetings, and Chico always to get me back to the show.
Objection over here.
Overruled.
Well, you know what? I would yell sidebar, but it looks like you already got one going on.
Hey, you leave me and my bar out of this, mister. That was pretty good.
What kind of law do you practice?
All of them. Shh, don't say anything.
What is that, reverse counsel?
So where are we? 1994, you're on the Bob and Tom show, then what happened? When you dressed up in the wig and went on the Opry? Grand
I was
Opry?
In seventh. Yeah. I was in seventh
Sir, if
grade.
You could leave, that would help out the podcast. Thank you.
He's got to go pee. Will you leave him alone?
I know him from Twitter.
You do?
Yep.
That's interesting to know people from Twitter.
Isn't it weird?
It is, because I have people come out, you know,
you
at
know
Bob Zaney.
Do you know people...
I'm not allowed to mention Chick in my tweets, but other than that.
This motherfucker's a walking plug, isn't he?
I got a lot of shit going on.
I got a lot of shit.
I'm not going to bring up my own YouTube channel.
Is that true?
Yeah, it has original programming called Baggage Claim to Talk Show, where I run into comedians and we wait for our bags together.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Norm MacDonald's on the very first episode, David Alan Greer. Yeah, a lot of famous people. It's very exciting. What else am I going to do at fucking Baggage Claim?
That's a great idea.
I had Bob Eubanks on from the Newlywed Game.
Did you
know what I found about Bob Eubanks? He brought the Beatles into the Hollywood Bowl in 1964. He mortgaged his house, and everybody said, you're an idiot, and he made a fortune.
Oh, my God.
So next time someone says you're an idiot, go for it.
So at Baggage Claim, did you get your shirt mixed up with Greg Hahn's? Is that what this is? Is that what happened?
That is a lovely shirt.
It's a slightly...
Now I see why she sits over here. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times I'll see her in the middle of the day, and I'll walk, hey, how's it going? And she won't say hi. She'll go, that's what you're wearing?
I have the same thing with Aaron. It's like, you know, when you're in a hurry and a guy gets dressed, and she goes, you're not going to wear that, are you? Yeah, I know we're running late, so I thought I'd kill some time.
Okay, but in my defense, Chick wears pajamas everywhere.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield did that, and he...
By applause, if you had my job, wouldn't you wear pajamas to work? I got that guy across the room running his...
Yeah, the pajamas...
Yep.
Your pajamas are the highlight of the morning,
I'm
so I can understand that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Don't tell me that. Okay.
So where are we? Are we 95, 96?
95.
Okay. I was just trying to keep up. Okay, so I
It was just after the earthquake in Los Angeles.
Right. And I was a freshman.
You know, one day you're going to wake up and go, oh, I can't do that shit anymore.
Oh, no, I'll always do it.
The young crowd, as long as you're hanging out with us, I guess
you can.
Yeah,
that's why I hang out with you guys, so I feel young.
Wait a minute.
I mean, I like you too.
Is there anybody here who has a question for Bob Zaney?
Ooh, this will be fun.
The comedic legend that... No, don't give him a mic. Jesus, good Lord, don't give him a mic.
I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Anybody other than this guy? Anybody has a question?
He deserves to ask a question. He was here at 3:30.
What's your question, sir?
This guy, big round of applause. Why? This couple, you're a couple, right? Because you're pawing her all like you're going to...
We won't tell your wife.
You're not
going
to hit nipple. Jeez. They were here first. They were first in line.
3:30.
Okay. What's your question?
Who's your favorite college and pro football teams?
Oh, that's a great question. Since I don't follow it, none. Next question. Ohio. Go Buckeyes.
Yeah!
Woo!
You used to wear the hat with the M on it all the time.
Marshall. Michigan.
Marshall.
No, it was Marshall.
Oh, the Marshall hat from West Virginia.
You
Huntington,
did have
West Virginia. Do you know I took that hat to Israel, and I went to the
church.
That's
a great story. Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up a Jew.
What do you want? Don't. My attorney is taking exception with that remark. You need new representation?
I was just in Hong Kong. You didn't want to ask me about that.
That's a great idea.
Did you like my Hong Kong joke?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear it.
I text you back. Did you remember?
Oh, that's right. Don't drink the water.
Oops, that's Mexico. Never mind.
How many people remember their text from 3 days ago?
I do.
I don't.
I'm sorry, Bob.
No,
that's
it was a good joke. And you were sweet. No, you know what? I already agreed to doing the podcast, but you showed class and you said, Bob, would you like to do the podcast?
You know what? That is where the healing began because this, what we're doing tonight was like scheduled, canceled, and for a lot of great reasons it had to be canceled. But thankfully we got it scheduled and it's on. But...
And we're grateful for all of you.
Thank you, weird fellow. But
G.I. Joe.
Do you know, but Bob Zaney had no idea what the fuck was going on during this whole... I would tweet stuff and go, hey, be sure and join me and Jess.
He would just retweet.
And Bob Zaney, God love him, would just retweet it. He's like, what the fuck? I guess we're going to do a fucking podcast. I don't know what the hell's
going on. Is that how you found out we were doing a podcast? It was on Twitter? Just a retweet?
Yeah. How sad is that? Huh?
So I'm very applause busy. For Bob Zaney for being a good sport.
You know, people ask all the time what it's like to be in show, but it's a lot of rejection in this business. One of the first movies I ever did, I starred in a movie with Linda Blair and Murray Langston.
The Exorcist? Were you in The Exorcist?
No, it was a...
You were the priest, weren't you?
You were the devil? Do you take that crucifix and jam it in your ass? Is that what was going on?
Too far.
Those are in the outtakes.
Too far.
I'm sorry. Right, your cat were licking your...
No, anyway, so...
Was there a cat in The Exorcist?
Did
there
I have a fireball?
Cat. There's always a cat.
Cat's funnier than dog. Cat.
Hat. Watch.
Hat.
Hat.
Larry.
Makes it more.
Anyways, I had
time.
A story and I forgot it.
Hat. That's all you guys got to say next time. Just say
no,
hat.
No, if there's a punchline with the word hat in it, I'm out. I don't care who it is. I love it. Go ahead, Bob. Ha!
Linda Blair. I'm sorry, Bob. Linda Blair.
No, anyway, I was in this movie, and then I was out of this movie, and then I was in the movie,
right.
And then I'm out of the movie.
And then you're directing the movie.
No, I didn't direct it, but the director came up to me like the fourth time and said, good news, you're back in the movie. And I said, you don't mind if I don't get excited.
How many movies have you been in?
About 10, maybe.
10? Yeah. What's your favorite?
I love The Informant with Matt Damon.
I was going to say The Informant. Which
yeah,
is...
I play his attorney. I'm in all the scenes with Matt. I'll be selling that after the show.
It was almost like I knew.
That's amazing!
Isn't it amazing how it just happened like that? I just did a film with Eric Roberts. That was interesting.
Oh,
very intense.
I love Eric Roberts.
Very nice guy. Yeah. Nia Peoples, who I went to high school with.
Oh.
Yeah. We have a kissing scene, and I just
Nia
after
Peoples.
That, she would not leave me alone.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
I'm kidding. She
who's
knew
Nia
about
Peoples?
It. She's a singer actress.
You're going to have to give me something.
I'll
1981 and after.
I will give you a hint, and I'm not saying any more than this, only because
you
I've
think
had.
I'll figure it out?
Shut it. Yes, you will.
Okay, and go. Ready?
If I tell you and you figure it out, will you be quiet about it and talk later? Not in front of these fine people?
Oh, I'm not supposed to say anything?
No, you can't. Well, it doesn't matter.
Why
I'll
can't
cut
you
it
say
out.
It? I thought it's off the air.
Thank you.
Shut your fucking mouth. Really?
Go. I can't wait.
Wait a minute. Turn your face to the audience when I tell you this fact. Okay?
Okay.
Ready? No,
okay.
Turn a little bit. Okay. Nia Peebles was in The Young Americans. Are you doing the math?
With.
Keep going. You're going to have to give me more
than
that.
Okay, you can say with who.
With Bob, from Bob and Tom. They were in it together. So, and Bob's from L.A., obviously, why he wears the hat.
That's right.
Oh.
She was in the TV show Fame, and she's
Fame.
Done
a Fame! That's yeah. all you had to say. That's how I know where they danced. Did they not dance in Fame?
I think it was much better when she does turn her head away.
Go ahead. You guys finish the podcast.
No.
We've all done that.
I don't know.
Out of a round of applause, who knows who Nia Peoples is? Let's just get that. There you go.
Okay.
So they were born in 1943.
Right. Round of applause. Who doesn't know who Nia Peoples is? Yeah. Thank you.
Tough business.
Yeah. But she went to high school with Bob Zaney.
She used
and
to
now
give me
know.
Rides to school, and she was so talented.
What'd she charge you? Ass, gas, or grass?
We'll wait.
I'm not going to answer that because.
Really?
I think. Well,
oh my God!
You're
we
such
do
a
go
gentleman.
Back. Her saying that reminded me. I went somewhere with you out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
No, this is not a podcast story.
With the lady who was in charge of it, was your date at a prom or something?
Oh, Ann Pierce in Decatur, Indiana.
I don't know if we need to bring names into this, but yeah, okay.
We did a good thing, which Chick doesn't want to say because he does a lot of good stuff. You don't want to hear when he did a good thing?
Yeah.
Didn't we have a picnic on that shirt?
Blame you. I've never been more hurt in all that.
No,
that,
we raised
that fucking
money.
Guy's leaving. I don't know what the hell's going
you
on.
You know, Chick, we raised money so their Little League team could go to Cooperstown. So that was what the show was all about. So you were kind enough to help
when
out.
When was that?
This is years ago. God.
Was I like a senior?
And they also made, you know what, can I say this? They also made it Bob Zaney and Chick McGee Day in Decatur, Illinois, in Indiana.
Yes,
there
they
go.
Did.
Let me just get that for you. So I've gotten you two proclamations.
Do you want one?
No, I'm not drinking.
Anything. Oh, my God. Act like you're better than us for a split second.
That's the equivalent. If you've never seen, it's too good to drink with me. That's what it looked like. Here. Hit it.
Do you remember that one night I came back to your house? It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And you said, Bobby's had a little vodka, huh?
Yes.
Oh, this was,
I mean,
yeah.
And not because
you
he
guys,
was drunk. It was because
you brought
smell.
Me home. Yeah, you took me home. And
I didn't drive. It was someone else driving.
I did. Yeah, we had it. Bobby smells like vodka right there in the foyer.
Uncle Bobby smells like vodka.
Yeah, but you didn't have any possums that night.
We didn't. We were out in the country. We were showing you what's up.
Yeah, it was
up.
The middle of nowhere.
And we do live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So, great story.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Bob Zaney?
Yes, sir.
The
other than
one.
This, other
the
than
tall
the
tall cute one.
Clopping,
call on the tall cute the one.
Clopping
the
jack
hunter.
Fucking
call on
whatever.
The tall cute one.
Hang on just a second.
Go ahead.
I loved you in Joe Dirt.
Thank Aww. You, Joe Dirt. Well, you know what? My wife, Erin, she's very funny. She did stand-up for about 17 years and an actress, and she came up with a great idea was that they just did Joe Dirt 2 and that I should be in, like, 5 scenes, and I push him in the shit every time. And I pitched that to Fred Wolf, the producer and writer of it,
and
it's
he
a great idea, and they filmed without me.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you?
Stuff.
Can I tell you a secret? Every time I see Joe Dirt on,
mm-hmm.
I really try to catch it at the start because I know you're in it.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm playing in that film? You
you're
know my job?
A radio executive.
A radio executive. How about
yeah.
that? And
exactly
I was
right.
on the Drew Carey show, mm-hmm. and I was on Roseanne. I delivered Roseanne's baby.
You did.
Jerry Garcia Connor. So mm-hmm. I can actually say I've played a doctor on TV.
Wait a minute.
We watch Joe Dirt so that the kids can say, he stayed at our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do.
Aww.
Yeah, we watched it in our...
And the cop showed up.
How real was that delivering Roseanne's baby? How the fuck real was
it? It was interesting. I've known Roseanne for a long time.
I love her.
Yeah, she's a very nice woman. She actually,
love her.
I did warm-up for her, and it was just her variety show for 6 weeks, and I started doing warm-up. That's where you warm up to TV shows.
Slow down. What?
Have a shot.
I have a Roseanne story. Are
Go
you
ahead.
Ready?
Go ahead.
With radio station I'm with now, the Bob and Tom Show, like in the early 90s, when you were
probably like
Brownie, Girl Scout,
grade.
Whatever. Anyway,
no, my mom never signed me up.
I think you just got your first period.
Mm-hmm. I think no, that was way later. Way later. Oh, way later. Way later.
Everyone longs for the days when the cat was licking his testicles, don't you? Huh? No, and Roseanne and Tom Arnold were together at this. They bring in radio stations all across the country in Los Angeles, and they line up the radio stations, and they bring the celebrities by, and you get to talk to them, and you say, "Oh, we've had Roseanne on." But Roseanne was in an extra crabby mood, and Tom Arnold told her.
Oh, I remember you telling me
that
the story.
You do this interview with these guys, and yeah. I was one of those guys. And I'll give you a Snicker bar at the end. I swear to God,
like,
that's
him,
what he said.
Like, had him in his pockets.
Had him in his pocket, and yeah. Roseanne was like, ha. Okay, hang on. All right. Immediately calmed down and did the interview and was great. And then she got her Snicker bar, but this was like 20 years
ago.
Act
like I haven't done that with you. Is
replace Snicker bar with vodka.
Yeah. Probably true. Probably true. Or a Lunchable.
Lunchables in your underwear. You got to try it, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I'd hold a Lunchable out and I'd say there's a Reese cup in this and you can eat it in your underwear after the show. All true story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to do something after the podcast?
We're supposed to go to dinner.
I'm losing vision. Okay, anyway.
6:01. In case you guys need to know what time it was.
Any other questions for Bob? Yeah, Bob Zaney, comedy legend?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do.
You ever going to do the Zany Report again, Bob?
Well, why don't you chick?
Hey, Bob, are you ever going to do the Zany Report again?
I did it just about
two weeks ago.
Yeah, I do it about monthly. Huh? Huh? Well, why don't you let them know?
You need to email.
Because I think something happened on Facebook, and I got nothing.
Are you serious?
I am not on Facebook.
You know, interesting, that radio consultant, he lives 5 houses down from me in L.A.
Which one?
I don't know, one of them. Next question.
Marty!
Go, Marty.
Cutting through all the crap, are you happy?
Oh, thank you, Marty.
Motherfucker, I will beat your ass. What? Why would you ask a question?
Because he cares.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Oh, Marty.
Marty Philitrout, y'all.
You're going to be really upset.
You guys are probably related. Tetra,
and sorry Philitrout. And sad when I show up on your doorstep for you to teach me the drums. You're going to go, what the fuck do I do now?
I still need you to find me a sidecar. Okay.
I thought this was my question.
No, you're out.
Are you happy, Bob?
Are you happy, Bob Zaney?
I read a book called by Eckhart Tolle. It's called, yeah, The Power.
That's my jam.
Power of Now. And Marty, this is all we have is
yes.
Right now.
That's
okay,
right,
that now's gone. But now we have right now.
Okay, this now. Okay, that's over. Now
that's
this
gone.
Now.
Yep. Okay, Mindy.
And another thing. Hang on, Mindy. Hang on.
Surprise, I knew
your name. Mindy, hang on just a second. But Eckhart Tolle, what else he invented? Toll House cookies. That's right.
Not true.
Which are delicious.
Which
not
really
true.
Can make you happy.
And those motherfuckers.
Break and bake.
They'll put you yes. Right
break
in
break and bake, y'all.
Mindy, go.
This is Mindy.
I haven't known comedy without you.
You what?
She hasn't known comedy without Bob Zaney.
Wow.
Like, Mom and Tom is what brought comedy to you. To me, because it's a small town girl. But,
don't put that shit
where
on
you
me.
From, Mindy?
Jamestown.
Jamestown. Mm.
Jamestown, Virginia, the first original
New York?
Colony.
Ohio.
I know this shit. I'm from Ohio Public Schools, ladies and gentlemen.
But now to today,
oh, there's so many, and I wish I could remember them.
But you know, a good start would be to go to bobzaney.com. And
yeah, you go there, and I've listed all the comedians after you buy my shit.
After you buy the informant.
No, there's some good, there's some funny guys out there. I like Joel, John Mulaney, very funny.
Yeah.
John Mulaney's
we
great.
We listened to him on, on Pandora,
yep.
And he has a great bit about playing What's New Pussycat with Tom Jones with a friend in a diner. It's a great bit, so very funny guy. There's a few, you know, and it's so funny. When I started out,
heard you talk about younger comedians.
I worked the Laugh Factory in Hollywood all the time. They all dressed the same. But they're funny.
It's easy to confuse them then.
You know what's so funny? I started going back to Laugh Factory about 2 years ago, and I'm waiting to go up, and there's three young guys, and they're just fucking destroying, and I'm going, what the fuck am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I go up and do my bit, and it just, I kill, and then Jamie...
Wait a minute, what was that last part?
It's called kill.
Excellent. Okay,
something that still hasn't happened with your set.
Opposite. Don't skip over that. Don't skip over that.
No, but here's the thing. Jamie, the owner, came up. Buddy, all the young comics watched you and said, who's this guy? So, you know, it's a...
That's good.
Yeah, because, you know, they're so trapped in their little world.
Okay, so here's my suggestion to close out this wonderful podcast that we're doing. I say we plan a trip to L.A. and we do a podcast with Aaron and Bob.
Yeah. You should have Aaron on. She's really good.
No, I want... You know Aaron is my best friend that I've never met.
Can anyone... Tell me what...
Okay. You guys want to... We're charter a plane.
And we could visit somebody.
You guys ready?
We can visit my daughter. Yeah,
your daughter living in Culver City?
Yeah, Chick's daughter is in L.A. right now.
What was I going to say? I forget. What does Aaron, Bob's wife, and Tom's youngest daughter have in common?
Ooh.
I've never met either one of them. That's exactly right.
Bob tells that story. We were on the road somewhere, and he called the room, and Aaron answered, and he was excited they got to talk for a while. I think she talked more to Tom than I have in the last 18 years.
Yeah, night at...
Because you get a lot of this with Tom.
I gotta go. Yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot, too.
That's if you, you know, talk to him.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the secret.
So how excited are you guys that you came to this podcast today? Not as excited as I am.
Thank you very much, everybody, for coming.
And everybody's sticking around for the first show, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to enjoy the comedy of Bob Zaney. And your feature is?
Mitch Burrow.
Mitch Burrow.
He's
Mitch
half
Burrow.
Man, half gopher.
Mm. You know what? He was at the race day carb day broadcast.
He was almost as drunk as
And he was sleeveless.
Hadn't seen that since you were four years old, right?
In 1995.
Those were the years.
Mm-hmm. So do we make up? Are we done? Are we done or are we making up?
I've never not liked you.
Bob, I've always tolerated you.
Aww. You guys are so sweet.
Right here, you big lug. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Zaney, Jess, thank you. A podcast. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Rusty rays of light shine down on his face while the blood from the knife wound fills the place. Back up the bag, let's get out of here while the sirens start to fill the air. Mumbling and gurgling and body still. This is almost some kind of bad dream.
How are we gonna get out of this shit we're in?
Don't worry, baby, I'll figure out something. Give him a slip, they won't be expecting the singer. Slip him a Mickey and give him a finger. I had a figure for a ringer, but I had no idea the DEA was using the singer. But it's alright cause I love you, baby. It's alright cause I love you, girl. It's alright cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.